You would too.
It depends on their proximity and how nicely they're done. I mean, if it's just a complete trashville, then maybe not so much. You know, if there's visible duct tape involved, yeah, there might be a problem. But if it's nicely done, which it sounds like this house is nicely done.
Yeah, it's just totally obvious it's Christmas lights.
Sticks in the morning.
Maybe they're leaving their lights up until their loved ones come home from the war.
Yeah, Jerrianne, you ever think about that?
But why are they red and green and have a little reindeer lighted thing?
It doesn't matter, because we had Christmas. Those over there did not.
That's a very good point. They could be
come home.
That's going to make you feel like crap,
huh? It's
going
to be like a holiday when they come back to those people that don't have them here now.
That's a good point. Feel bad now, Jerrianne?
No, she doesn't, because she's too quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy, but there's usually, not always, but usually a meaning or a reason why they have them up.
Oh, because, I thought it was just laziness.
Kids that have been, you know, snatched or whatever, their parents are hopeful that if they get close that they'll remember that, or who knows.
Yeah, I don't know. See, growing up, every neighbor of ours who had their Christmas lights up still was considered, I mean, they were kind of lazy and trashy, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And it was fairly obvious that they weren't having it up for any significant reason, you know?
Right. But I don't know. It's kind of a touch and go thing with all that's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if the rest of your yard is like full of the inflatable snowman and all that, there's probably an issue.
But
you
did say they do have the deer, right?
The
reindeer that's all decorated up and everything. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wow. And the reindeer were lit up also?
Yeah, everything was. The trees were lit up, the sides of the house.
You might stop and ask them if there's a reason for that, because everybody's curious.
There you go. Are you going to stop by? Maybe you can get shot.
Be brave. You can do it.
Well, if I'm not here tomorrow, you know that I did. Cause
you might
want to
write the address down, though, take care of that, just in case.
What's that now?
I said she may want to write that address down just in case she doesn't show up so you can take care of that business.
Oh, yeah. I'll be rushing right over.
Well, send somebody over.
Nah. That's what she gets for hating on Christmas lights.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Sticks in the morning, what do you think about the old Christmas lights up still?
Damn, Jerry, you just got served. That lady told her what it was about, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, man. I'm from a redneck family, and my family's lazy as hell, so they keep their colored Christmas lights up all year round.
Yeah, so is there any big problem?
It doesn't bother me. Think about it, man. It's our house. We paid for it. We paid for our yard. It ain't none of nobody else's business why we got our Christmas lights up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you pay for your yard and stuff, that kind of goes to, you know, you're supposed to keep your lawn cut and stuff and
you
to
keep
look
our lawn
night.
Cut. We just got our Christmas lights up. That has
I know.
Nothing to do with our lawn, Jerry Ann.
But
yeah.
We keep a manicured, pedicured lawn. The lawn is real nice and short.
But they want you to keep your lawn cut so your property looks nice. So wouldn't it look nice not to have the Christmas lights up in, like, June or something?
I have a question. Are you Jehovah's Witness?
No, I'm not.
Is the spirit of Christmas just not nice to you?
I guess
no,
it's
I love
that's,
Christmas.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
I love Christmas time at Christmas
rude.
Time.
Half the songs about Christmas are about how Christmas should be all year long.
That means it should be all year long in your heart, all
Sha-la-la-la.
The giving and stuff.
She's a Scrooge, Duke. She's a Scrooge.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Someone's not going to get in the Christmas spirit this year. Well, what about the fabric of the neighborhood, man? Does it seem like the neighborhood, it'd be cool to have it up there, the lights, or not?
Well, I mean, truthfully, the neighborhood never really had a problem with it before. If they do, they take it to the
homeowners association,
county,
or something.
The city building, whatever.
Yeah,
and that's never happened because everybody else, other than Jerry Ann, thinks, "Hey, it's near lawn. Let them do what they like." But no, Jerry Ann's the party pooper.
Yep, I am.
Yeah, and to the extreme. Yeah,
and I'm proud to be it. Someone has to do it.
Every party needs a pooper, and that's why we invited you.
Yep.
Yeah, and it smells in there when she's done. Trust me. It's waved all the way down the stairs before from upstairs. Yeah.
Jeez.
We've noticed, Jerry Ann.
Good.
Sticks in the morning, what are you thinking the Christmas lights up all year for?
Cinco de Mayo. A lot of people celebrate it.
But this is actually a Christmas theme, though, with a reindeer and the whole deal.
And red and green lights.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but they could have it up just for that, something special. Or you know, depending on how hard it is to put those lights up, because sometimes they're in a real tough spot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they got them up there.
Yeah, but you want to...
So keep them there.
...on every year when you might break your neck? No. Sometimes it's just easier to leave them up.
Yeah.
But did they have to leave them on? I can see leaving them up if they're in a hard spot, but turning them on...
Hey, you know, maybe one of their kids or something decided they were going to plug them in without the parents knowing.
Well, then that's fine.
They probably got a beating for that one.
Yeah.
Who turned on the Christmas lights?
Yeah, hey, that's an extra bit on your electric bill, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're not conserving energy.
Nope, Al Gore. Where's he at?
He's going to be all over them.
Thanks for the call, bro.
No problem.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to the hanging Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Jerry Ann on this one. It's just pretty tacky.
Thank you.
Oh, that's no fun.
And, well, it's my husband actually left ours up a couple months, and I was so embarrassed. Every time I'd go to flip on the porch light, the lights would come on. And I have to say, it's like the permed mullet.